Welcome, Impactful Parents. It's time for the Impactful Parenting Podcast, where I give you parenting tips and resources to make you a more impactful parent to your school-aged child. I am your host, Christina Campos. Welcome, Impactful Parents. I'm very excited to have another guest speaker on today. This is Jill Salzman. She is founder of The Founding Moms, which is the number one platform for mom entrepreneurs to build their businesses. So Jill's recognition is extensive, and she has given her own TED Talks. She's been recognized by MSN Live and CNN Money, and has even recently been named one of top 50s women to watch in tech. The list goes on. So I'm super excited. But besides her credentials, I would like to get started with asking her some questions because I really want to get into this. We're going to talk about time management and burnout, which I think Jill's going to be amazing for. So I'm so happy to have her. Thank you so much.
That was quite an introduction. I so appreciate it.
Right? Yeah. Well, you're very accomplished.
Yeah.
Okay, Jill, let's get started. I would like to know, do you notice that a lot of members of your organization or moms in general experience burnout?
Yeah. In fact, the question really is, which one does not experience burnout? So,
Well, do you have certain people that experience it, are more likely to experience it than others? Like, if there's a certain kind of personality,
I mean, we all know that type of woman who's very, very nervous. She's anxious. She's very unorganized. She's usually that pal who's constantly trying to figure out how to get more organized. We all experience burnout to some degree. And I think the practice is, first of all, admitting that you are somebody who succumbs to burnout, because we all do. And then I noticed that the ones that have it more than others don't ever take time for themselves. They really don't know how to do it. They don't know how to schedule it into their lives. They don't know how to give themselves a break. They're really, really hard on themselves. They think that their kids come first more than anything in the whole wide world, when in fact, it's the mama who comes first. I always love to give the example of the airplane oxygen. You know, you don't put it on your kid first, you put it on you first, and then you go to the kids. It's the same thing with burnout. And I think that there's a way to avoid it altogether, and it takes some work.
Well, what do you suggest are the best ways to avoid burnout then?
I highly recommend, it sounds ridiculous, but putting it in your calendar, blocking it out. And I've even recommended often the tactic that I started with when I thought, I don't need it. I'm never going to get burned out. I would lie to myself and I would put in that I had a meeting with some fake person, because what happens is work comes up, kids come up, and you look at your calendar and you go, well, I'm free there, or I scheduled that for me, but I don't matter. And then you just override it with other things. So put it in your calendar. If you have to lie to yourself, do it. And make sure that you adhere to it. I often recommend also putting it in weekly. If you can't do daily yet, putting it in weekly. Monthly's not enough. And making sure that when you take that break, it doesn't involve kids get in the car and let's go do something together. It's really for you. Something very specific for you to do by yourself.
I'm curious, what do? What do you put on your calendar?
Oh, good one. Nobody's ever asked me that. I'll use exercise as an excuse. So I'll go on a run and I'll just run as far away from my children as possible. And by run, I mean jog. But I also will schedule in, maybe it's hanging with a friend. Sometimes I'll just disappear to a room in the house and read. It's always different, but I definitely put in that I can't take on work obligations or kid obligations for those 2 hours, 3 hours every week. And it used to be, I don't deserve it. I shouldn't do this. This is ridiculous. I can't build my business. My kids need me. And now everyone in the house knows that when mama's out, she's out. And she comes back refreshed and feels better and is kinder and is more lovely to be around. It's really helpful for everybody.
I love that you mentioned some really important points there. One, that you're going to, whatever you're going to put on your schedule, it's going to be about you and it's not going to be about the kids. Because I'm always preaching to the Impactful Parent audience that it's super okay to have your schedule revolve around your children, but it's not okay to have your whole life purpose be your children. Like, you're so much more of a person than just a parent. There's so much more facets to your own personality, and you got
to keep that person alive and living every day. So you got to schedule it. You got to put it in. And a great, another thing, great thing that you mentioned was that it's just, it's so important, just whether it's running or you're right. just not doing laundry, you know, it could be.
Yeah, no chores. Let's write off that list. And by the way, I love that you're sitting right in front of the name of this, which is the impactful parent, because I truly don't believe anymore that you can be an impactful parent unless you take time for yourself to work on the parent part. Because too many people think, well, but I love hanging out with my kids. I love entertaining them or enjoying them, etc. I love my kids more than anything. I have two daughters. I love hanging out with them. The dance parties are outrageous. But if I don't do that separately for me, they don't get to experience the impact of a truly well-rounded mom who is rested, not just physically, but mentally. And by
and
the way,
role modeling, such great
right. Exactly. Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's super important. I think it's just so valuable for our audience to hear that. And as a mompreneur myself, I mean, you get whacked up in the business. And I mean, I can work 24/7. If I didn't have to sleep, things would be a lot easier.
Right. And you probably at some point did. And I only know all of this now because I did. I worked 24/7. I worked my tail off before I had kids even. And the kids taught me, okay, it's time to take a break. The more urgent work seemed, the more I thought, all right, I got to let that go. Nothing is that urgent. Literally, unless you're watching and you're a brain scientist or surgeon, you know, and even then you're allowed to take breaks and doctors go on vacations, right?
Yeah. Agreed. Yeah. So what have you seen that works best for you in community-wise?
I can't really do any of the things that I do in my work without my own community. And maybe I have drunk a little bit of the Kool-Aid, but my community or any community, if you're a part of a community, if you can find a community because you're not a part of one, it supports all aspects of what I do as a mom, of what I do as an entrepreneur. I really get a lot of the permission to go do things that I don't think are doable from the community. So by that, I mean, I'll say to the community, how many of you take time off? Are you guys doing that? And if they answer, yes, absolutely, here's what I do, it helps to reinforce and give me that permission. Oh, okay, if she's doing it, I can do it. This doesn't have to be so hard as I'm making it for myself. So I truly believe it takes a village. And when my kids were very tiny, it took a village of fellow parents to help me raise the kiddos, because it's just a lot when you have little tiny ones, as you know. Mm-hmm. But now, even though my kids are self-sufficient, they're 10 and 13 now, it's incredible to me how much, as a parent, as a working mom, as a working person, I can develop who I am with the community's support. And I kind of feel silly saying that, because a long time ago, when I first launched the Founding Moms, I didn't think any of it was important. Like, I really thought, I got this. I can do this on my own. I don't need anybody's help. I've read everything I need to read. And I feel like an idiot, because I spent 5 years wasting my time, not connecting with other people, not asking the vulnerable questions. What a waste. It was a waste.
Yeah. I love that. Community is so important. So listen, parents, grab your community. I mean, that's why I founded the Impactful Parent. I feel like the parents of little children, they build community. They get pregnant and right away they're like, where are other moms? And they get so excited. And then something fizzles out as your kid gets into kindergarten, first grade, second grade.
That thing, it shows up when you're pregnant and those happy hormones are pumping. There's not a lot of stress associated with it and you're not taking care of a little person yet. But I think when the stress kicks in, it's like we lose our vision. You know, like it kicks out the reminders of, wait, I need to reach out. And remember Susan that I talked to while I was pregnant? I should get back in touch with her. It doesn't happen because we're so filled with things I got to do. Sucks.
Yeah. So do you hear this, parents? You guys need to reach out to your friends, build that community. I think also community also gives you a little bit of accountability for, like you said, taking time out for yourself.
Yes. If you say it out loud to the community, you got to do it, right? We see that a lot at the Founding Moms. And by the way, in case anybody's wondering where to go find a community, obviously Facebook groups, there are a million billion of them, LinkedIn groups. There is meetup.com, which I love them because that's how I started the Founding Moms, with one little meetup for mom entrepreneurs. And we now have meetups in cities all over the place. But if you go to meetup.com and you want to find a parenting group that's very specific to your needs, it's a great place to go.
I love that suggestion. That's awesome. I know I've met my friends, some of my friends on Meetup years ago when, my story was like, when I got a divorce and I realized that I needed to make new friends because, you know, it's really hard when you get a divorce, you lose half of the people because they feel like they have to lose.
Yeah. Right. From one parent to another, it's a huge change. And sometimes you need a different scene. And sometimes you need people who understand the hardships of what you had to go through to be divorced and a parent and an impactful parent. Like it's a lot.
Yeah. And new people means like fresh start and they don't know. And, you know, so you can be a whole new revival, a different person that you really want to be or who you want to create. And I think that alone is just really, really valuable. Can you tell us a little bit more about the Founding Moms and what it is?
Yes. Goodness, we didn't start with that. Let's let's do that. I launched a little meetup a long time ago, finding mom entrepreneurs, because I thought I was going to lose my mind. And 10 years in, we've become a platform for mom entrepreneurs to build their businesses. So if you are interested in growing a business, you need help with your marketing or your sales or your branding, all those entrepreneurial things. We have masterminds, which are offline meetups. We call them founding exchanges in lots of cities around the world. And then we have an online platform where we offer video courses. We offer a library full of resources, business coaching, virtual assistant help, loads and loads of things to help these women become more impactful parents, honestly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that. And just more support. So moms, I kudos to all the stay-at-home moms. I was a stay-at-home mom for a while. I've actually been all kinds of mom. I've been a full-time working mom. I've been a part-time working mom. I've been a stay-at-home mom.
All the abbreviations, the WAWs and the WOMs and the...
I have done it all. But right now, I'm now a new entrepreneur mom. So you need kind of that special support. It's different than being a working mom, and I'm finding it's a whole different ball game. I didn't think it was going to be, and it really, truly is. So if you're an entrepreneur mom, I really highly suggest that you take a look at Founding Moms. I think it's a great organization. I'll make sure to leave the link right here for her.
Thank you.
What else? Is there any last words you'd like to give some advice or anything? Where can they find you?
Yes, you can find me. I'm at Founding Mom everywhere all over the web. You can go to foundingmoms.com to come find out what kind of community we are and can offer to you. And, you know, I just want to say, the moment that you're done watching this, go and schedule some time for yourself and then enjoy it, relish in it, and come back to one or both of us and tell us how much it changed your life.
That's awesome. Thank you for being on today, Jill. I really appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me. Yeah.
All right. I'll make sure to leave all that information for you. Go check her out. And thanks, guys, for being an impactful parent.
Thank you for listening today. Remember to subscribe and share this podcast with a friend. And don't forget, the Impactful Parenting Podcast is an extension of the Impactful Parent community. So go to the Impactful Parent website and sign up for a 30-day challenge. Browse the free resources or register for the weekly newsletter so that you don't miss a parenting tip that can help you and your family. Thanks for listening today, and go to theimpactfulparent.com. See you next episode.